Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I do know about this road because they've actually instituted a policy to try to keep people from using it. They have a very high amount of money you have to pay, and they call it the death road toll.
You know what else you could do? Close the road.
Missed it completely.
Well, what was the joke?
Jethro toll? Death road toll? No? I got nothing for that.
No, I didn't get it. Teddy, did you get it?
No, I did not.
Teddy, that was one of them.
That was not.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
It is Yikes Monday. Yikes. At 4:34. Jason's beef. At 5:34. It's a very special day for Jason. Well, it's a very special day for us.
Why? I was going to say, why is it special for Jason? I know why it's special for you and me.
Yes. Today is the start of 5 for 5. Back again at Arby's. Have to be on the app, though. What am I doing for dinner tonight? You know what I'm doing for dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We always joke about Jason Stark, because the first time we ever talked to Jason, I think he was in the parking lot of an Arby's. And so that's stuck. Yep. Even though he doesn't like Arby's. He stopped in the Arby's parking lot. And so ever since then, we've talked about Arby's with him. Now, we actually will talk about Arby's with him.
That's right. I will tell you this. In my experience, Arby's very reheatable, for what it's worth. I'm not saying it's ideal.
When do you ever have leftover Arby's?
You know when I used to? When there was a 5 for 5, and I might eat like 3 of them and leave 2 for dinner. That's all I'm saying.
Who are you, Ted?
Yeah, that's Ted's move. Ted eats 3 out of 5 sandwiches and is like, oh man, that's a little too much for my tum-tum.
If you missed Friday's program, Teddy said how impressed he was with himself that he ate an entire burrito at Chipotle.
And then all weekend, Teddy, I got people tweeting at me going, I get 2 burritos minimum. Like, I just had all these people. And it's like, I know that. I do too. I did not say this. Ted did. Ted said it. Tweet at Ted.
Teddy, how much time would it take you to eat 2 burritos at Chipotle?
Wow. It would take
you
some time.
You sit there all day, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can do 1 and take me like maybe 10, 15, maybe 10 minutes. I can knock through 1. But then to sit there and start that second one and then complete it, that's going to take maybe another hour probably.
Have you ever seen these guys do the eating challenges on YouTube? Guys and gals that have like YouTube channels where they go to restaurants and you know how they'll have it at a steakhouse. We've got the biggest steak in Texas.
The and old 96er.
Yeah, if you can eat this entire whatever it is they have, challenge level dinner, it's like, who was the guy? Adam, what's his face?
Adam Richman.
Yeah.
They got another ginger guy who does it now.
Well, I know, but I'm saying on YouTube, there's like dozens of these people, and some of them look like marathon runners, and they sit down, and they have the most pleasant demeanor for what I would imagine is one of the most difficult things you can do. Trying it, because you'll see them just like, oh, this okra is delicious, and they're just chewing it and talking, and they're eating, and they're not looking frazzled, they're not sweating profusely, they're just casually eating the most food you've ever seen. It's not like watching the hot dog eating competition or competitive eaters, because they're going at 1,000,000 miles an hour to beat the clock.
It's impressive.
It's impressive and also scary.
Right. It's impressive that Sting can make love for 10 hours.
Right.
I like food.
Yeah.
I like sex. I don't want to do either of them to that extent.
That's what I'm saying. Watching these people eat, they will be And you can almost see, because they'll have the restaurateur a lot of times standing over their shoulder going, let's see if you can finish all this. And they're going, oh, yeah, I see what you did here. You gave me a bunch of mozzarella sticks thinking that would fill me up. I'm going to save those for last. And then they just start eating the, you know, meat or whatever. And then at the end, they're like, all right, now time for the mozz sticks. They just dip them in cheese sauce and just shove them in their mouths like it's nothing.
Now, when people do these challenges, do they have like no purging rules?
I don't think so.
That defeats the purpose.
I don't think they're like walking in the bathroom afterwards and, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. What is the appropriate time? Like, do you have to wait an hour?
No, they give them the stuff right away. That like it once it's done, they like ever the bell goes off, everybody goes crazy in the restaurant, and then they hand the person
what if
a t-shirt.
What if they blow chunks 5 minutes later?
Well, then
they take the t-shirt back covered in chunks.
I mean, it's probably like a $10 t-shirt at the end of the day. It's more about the fact they're getting the exposure of people talking about it.
Don't undercut a $10 t-shirt. I've seen people at Nationwide Arena who I know paid over $100 for the tickets. Elbow people out of the way to catch a giveaway t-shirt out of the gun.
That's fair. You know what?
Oh, there's a four-year-old who wants this. No, it's my t-shirt. You paid $150 for this ticket, and it's a small.
I'm just saying those YouTube channels are very popular because none of us have to we're not sitting next to the person as spittle is flying everywhere. The food bits are going. If you look at the camera, it's probably covered in just food matter, like splattered with food.
That's a good point. I have said to Kristen, you know, I see these documentaries about the nature photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's what I have to do. And I'm not minimizing what they have to do. I mean, they're going in the jungle.
Sure.
They're fixing their camera on one location, waiting for this insect to come and mate with this other insect. I can't imagine the patience that these people have. But I think we need to have a documentary about what it's like for the filmmakers who film these ultimate food shows.
Yes.
Who film My 600 Pound Life.
Yes.
Like you're in the room with the heaviest, cheesiest smelling person in the world. You're filming all parts of their body that you may not even know what it is.
Well,
whose job is it to pixelate it? How do you know what hole is a good hole?
That's you know what? The person who has to sit there at a video editor and go, all right, well, see you, honey. I'm off to work.
What are you doing today?
It's like, well,
or is that the butt crack?
I've got the Johnson man who's like 847 pounds. I have to blur out all his butt crack today. Today is butt crack
day
at work.
Is that a bed sore or part of his dong? I don't know. Let's just blur it to be safe.
When in doubt, blur.
But I'm just saying, these are the jobs.
Good one.
Ilo. These are the jobs that Americans won't do. It's probably some like Ecuadorian man sitting in a room.
No, it also could be like a film student who's just like, this is what I have to do to earn my way up. Someday I'll be directing De Niro or whatever.
So what are
someone.
You doing now, Bill? I'm pixelating for Dr. Now on TLC, blurring out all the nipples. And
do they get to meet Dr. Now? Like, I hope at least someday it's like, you know, he comes around and you're like, hey, I'm part of the reason your show's wildly successful
is because
I'm the reason people can stomach looking at your show. Because if we had to show all the naked bits, you know, I mean, we can do that on TV these days. We can do it on cable, but it's a little too much. You know, I don't think people would be okay with that.
Teddy, did you win some ducats this weekend?
On the golf or what?
Yeah,
well Teddy's gambling on everything.
I was going to talk about the golf, but if you had something else you won money on.
Teddy's gambling on everything.
I was even Steven on the golf. I won a bet and lost a bet, so even Steven. Nothing exciting.
Scottie Scheffler, any thoughts?
he's the closest thing to Tiger Woods, you know, since Tiger Woods. That's all I can say about the guy. He is that good. You look at his stats, he just wins. I mean, if he doesn't win, he's like top five, you know, top 10 at least. It's just incredible the streak that he's on right now.
He's already had his car related incident where the police were called and he came through that fine. Unlike Tiger, where he had like the golf club and
the divorce and all that ruined
his time there for a couple of years. Now, I mean, Scottie Scheffler
had two car issues.
Well,
Tiger did.
No, I said, where the police were called, that's true. They were. The other one, you're right.
Other one was leg almost came off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't really get out of that one
unscathed. I did appreciate how the cops now were like, who is this? Tiger Woods? Hey, we're good. We'll just look the other way on whatever may have happened here.
So Scottie Scheffler wins the memorial. I enjoyed it. Watching from the couch.
Oh, yeah.
I did not go, but I the scenery was fantastic.
Well, the memorial is always one of the best visuals, I think, on TV.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so that now lends itself to people talking about more for the memorial. And it seems like we have this conversation every single year. It was a tough course. The golfers said how tough it was. And so the next logical step is, when are you going to put a major at Mirrorfield Village? And the answer has been, for a long time, not until Jack dies. It's not going to happen.
He doesn't want to do that.
No, he values this. He doesn't need a U.S. Open or a PGA Championship to validate that golf course. He's got a spot on the schedule every single year. Now, in the future, because breaking news, we all don't live forever, that may become a possibility. But as long as Jack is still kicking, that tournament's not going anywhere.
Well, I will say this about that debate of, should it be a U.S. Open? One, how about we just enjoy what it is? Like I'm not saying
it's a prestigious event.
I saw Buchagras tweeted that and said it should get something, right? It should get a major of some kind, or the U.S. Open, or an LPGA U.S. Open, something. Like, they should do something for this course more than just the memorial, which I appreciate the sentiment. I think that's great. I do think, though, and this is, I probably don't know, I don't think I'm in the majority on this, but for me, I like it when everybody else says, we want you even more than you are currently doing, and you have the ability to go, I don't need to. Right? I mean, isn't that what they do? Like, Augusta, they could do a lot more with their television deal. Augusta could do a lot more. They could have multiple events at Augusta if they wanted to, and probably make a lot more money. They're saying, we don't need to. We're Augusta. We have the Masters. We do a very generic TV deal where there's limited commercial availability because we don't want this thing full of commercials. That's how we like it. If you don't like that, too bad. We don't care. We're Augusta. We don't need it.
The egg salad's $1.50?
Yeah. And it's a super exclusive event. It's very hard to get into. It's like, I mean, getting a ticket, obviously, let alone playing in it. I'm just saying that's the allure. So now what we're saying is we should change the memorial. I understand the idea of, let's honor the golf course. Let's honor the work that Jack's done. Give it a U.S. Open. Maybe as a one-off, but I wouldn't want it in the rotation. I would still want the memorial to be the memorial.
Doesn't need it.
I agree
with you. It doesn't need it. I'm going to do a little wrestling analogy for you here.
Okay.
We would all agree, Teddy, big wrestling fan, one of the biggest names in wrestling history, Rowdy Roddy Piper,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
May he rest in peace. The old adage was with him is that Roddy was so good, he didn't need to be the champion.
Right.
They didn't need to put the belt on him. Some people, they need to put the belt on to legitimize what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't really get the love from the crowd until they show up as the champion.
Right. Roddy didn't need that.
Nope.
The memorial stands on its own. It doesn't need the extra rub.
Exactly,
it's the memorial.
Right.
It's, you know, next year is year number 50 of this thing.
Yes. I think that's an excellent point. So for you,
Roddy,
and I, we're on the
Roddy
same
Piper.
It's the memorial is the Rowdy Roddy Piper of golf tournaments. We've always said that.
One of the greatest of all time has apparently come back to life from the dead. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt at Alum Creek Drive, and you'll hit a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 downtown between Livingston Avenue and 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by Discover. As humans, we like having options. One option you might like is speaking with a real person when you call about your credit card. With 24/7 live U.S.-based customer service from Discover, everyone can talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Yikes Monday. Jason's Beef Monday.
Arby's Beef Monday. I mean, can't wear sweatpants today, buddy.
Game two of the NBA Finals last night. Celtics beat the Mavericks again. But what made headlines last night, just after Game 2 started, people who were on X saw a tweet from someone they haven't heard from in a while. Bill Russell has 200,000 followers on Twitter/X, and he tweeted out in all caps, "Let's go Celtics." Here's the issue. Bill Russell died 2 years ago. So people were very confused. His wife has cleared up that it was him or her that made the post.
Yeah, that, you know, maybe. I understand. I mean, she's probably much older than you or I, given that Bill Russell is a very old man before he passed away. She might not be as familiar with the etiquette of social media, but I think in that situation, it might be appropriate to throw a little quick acknowledgement that this is, you know, Bill's wife, you know, and then her name. And I just wanted to say, let's go Celtics. You know, just wanted to say, I don't have Twitter, but
well, who's to say that Bill's not saying it from beyond the grave? I'm sure he is.
Is he remembering the password? Because I mean, I forget passwords I've set like 6 weeks ago. So how is,
I'm going to say in the afterlife, you remember all the passwords.
Really?
Yeah. Boy. What's the point of the afterlife then?
What do you mean, what's the point of it?
If you can't remember all the passwords, if you still have memory issues and all the same flaws that you have in real life.
Who said it has to have a point? It just is. You just end up there.
Well,
here I am. I'm just kicking around.
Who knows what it is?
What if your brain is still the same? You're a ghost, but you're like still afraid of the same thing.
That sounds miserable as F. Happy Monday. Now, I think people forget, certain individuals of a younger generation, they've heard the name Bill Russell for a long time.
Sure.
They know, oh, he's the guy who played for the Celtics, and he won a bunch of championships. Yes, he did. He won 11 championships in a 12-year span.
You know what's really ridiculous about that is he was so dominant, and I get why we do this. I'm guilty of doing it. But he was so dominant that those of us who are not alive to watch him play live when it was actually happening never got to see him play in person. We're just watching old highlights. We have to go back and go, yeah, the fact he won 11 out of 12 means that era of basketball, no one could play. No one was any good. And what that unfortunately does to his legacy is it makes people say, well, then he wasn't as good as player X, Y, or Z.
Stuff like that drives me nuts.
Put whoever you want to in their era back in that time frame. There's no guarantee, as good as they may have been, that they could win 11 out of 12 championships. That Celtics organization was great, team was great, but Bill Russell being the dominant leader on most of those teams, even though as the end he was a little up in age towards the end of that run, that somehow that negates his greatness. Because, well, yeah, the fact he won out 11 out of 12 just tells you he's not great. Somehow that's how we've gotten
that's
to.
What we do to minimize greatness. It can't be that. People would do this with Babe Ruth and the pitching.
Sure.
It's like, oh, well, he was a good pitcher, but I mean, how hard is it back then? Look at it. Well, then why didn't everyone do it?
Sure.
Because it was hard to do.
Exactly right.
Bill Russell is one of the greatest of all time. I can say that without ever really seeing him live. He played in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
It's out of our wheelhouse, right? But so many people look at Bill Russell and say, oh, he couldn't play today. Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
Exactly right.
He played then.
By the way, people also may forget about Bill Russell. Do you know part of his legacy was helping with the Seattle Supersonics when that was an organization?
No.
He was one of their first coaches because he coached the Celtics after, I want to say I got this timeline right, because when Red Auerbach kind of moved up to the front office and was just like, I'm not coaching anymore, I believe they made Bill Russell the coach, like player coach for a couple years. But then I know after that, you know, eventually he ended up not coaching there anymore. And I want to say I know he coached in Seattle, but I want to say he was either the first coach or one of the first coaches, and they brought him in to lend some credibility to the organization because they wanted to show we're a for real team. We're bringing in a guy who's got all this pedigree with the Celtics. That's something that he had to his legacy that I had completely been unaware of until a few years ago.
I hate comparing eras. I hate conversations like that. That's just something that stupid talking heads do to fill time.
I can't take. I'd much rather talk about Arby's 5 for 5.
I'm with you.
You know, when Golden State, they were winning their championships, right? I think you and I maybe had this discussion. Because I grew up as a huge Michael Jordan Bulls fan.
Sure.
All right? Grew up in Chicago. That's my wheelhouse. That style of basketball. That team. And I think you asked me at the time, what do you think would happen if that Bulls team, let's take the 72-10 Bulls team, played the Golden State team that was winning the championship?
Yeah.
And I think everybody wants to have their hot take on that. And it's usually based on what era that you're from. Because you think the basketball that you grew up watching was the greatest basketball in the history of the world. And I said at the time, if you take that team, 72-10 Bulls team, and you play Golden State, right now, they lose by 30.
Yeah.
Now, because they weren't built that way. Now, you take Golden State and plop them into 1996.
Sure.
And say, here you go. Now you have to play this style of basketball. They're not built that way. They lose by 30.
Well, that's just it. Look at this NBA final we have right now. The Mavs were in the Western Conference, the tougher conference. Everyone, no one disputes that. That is the tougher conference in the NBA. They were the better team record-wise from anyone, basically from like February on. When they got their trade deadline deals done, they made some tweaks to the lineup, put a few guys in, took a few guys off. They were one of the best two or three teams in the NBA the rest of the way in. They played dominant basketball. They are playing dominant basketball in these playoffs. They have shut down multiple title contenders. They have played awesome. They now are facing a Celtics team that doesn't do a lot of the things offensively that they are good at defending, the Mavs. What the Celtics do is things that the Mavs are very bad at defending, namely, not last night as much, but namely, they can create outside shots. They do not need to have two guys coming off of picks and screens and getting everything and going inside. They're not in a way that the Mavs can really defend them, unfortunately, for the Mavs. And then on the other side, defensively, the Celtics are great against what the Mavs do, having a couple guards up top that can do everything. Well, they've got three or four stoppers as guards and wings that can help out there, and it's neutralized the Mavs through the first two games. Don't know if that's how it's going to hold. May not play out that way. Does that mean the Mavs suck and the Celtics are awesome? No, it means they're two very good teams with a bad matchup. That's all. And you would have the same thing if you go back in time and put Bill Russell Celtics versus the Kobe Shaq Lakers. There would be bad matchups either way, depending on what era the games are being played and what rules the games are being played and under.
Drop whatever modern basketball player you want into 1957, okay? Drop them in, and then they show up, and they say, hey, where's the practice facility? What? There is no practice facility.
Right.
This is where we play.
It's the arena. Yeah.
This is the arena. Hey, where's the catering? There's no catering. What are you talking about? You eat, and then you come. You're on your own. There's no catering. There's no film to watch. There's no strength and conditioning guy. You're on your own.
Hey, is that guy going to put his cigarette out? He runs the organization.
He's going to be smoking cigar smoke in your face. In your face during the game.
Never mind, by the way. And again, I don't mean to always contextualize it this way, but let's not forget that Bill Russell did all of this.
Black guy in Boston?
In a city that's notorious for its racism and in an era that was notorious for not really being behind the supportive causes of black people at that time.
I'm just saying, why can't we look at
a
situation?
This was a little bit of a different situation,
and say,
yes.
That guy was awesome.
He was.
And look at a situation today and say, that guy's awesome.
I believe Bill Russell, to that point, was the first black head coach in the NBA. So, I mean, again, he kicked down doors for people. He coached a few different basketball teams. He did it. I mean, this guy, that's why he's a legacy. That's
now
why he's a legend.
Back from the dead.
Well,
he's
you know what?
Tweeting from the beyond.
If anybody could do it, he could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ryan Day gets a commit. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some slow traffic causing a delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the west side near Mound Street. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream Ingredients Inspection. Line up. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming,
I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. So glad you've tuned in. It's Yikes Monday. Yikes, 1 hour from now. And then Jason's beef. 2 hours from now. And then 3 hours from now, I am tucked into an Arby's 5 for 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Panthers and Oilers game 2 is tonight in Florida. Bob stood on his head in game 1. Shut out the Oilers.
Yeah, Bob had himself a night, clearly. And I mean, think about this. Was that last year's playoffs? Am I wrong? That he was not, like, didn't he kind of get replaced? Or was that 2 years ago?
They had, if you look at his, the years all get jumbled up.
I know. But he had,
he was alternating time, yes, with another Jabron whose name I have forgotten.
Right. And even when they made that deal many years ago now with the Jackets, when he first went down there after his first year, people writing that deal off as like, this is one of the worst contracts,
right,
in the NHL.
And now I'm reading an article today, rightfully so, about a 35-year-old guy who's won 2 Vezina trophies and may in fact be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, if they get to Stanley Cup, doesn't that make sense?
Oh, like, absolutely.
I'm saying, what an arc for Bob if he can go. And he's got, I mean, again, it's the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's not give anybody any trophies yet or anything, but that is the discussion now. That's the stakes for him, is that if he and this team can get it done, obviously it's huge for that area, it's huge for that franchise, but then for him personally, it may make the difference between him getting into the Hall of Fame.
I generally do not root for teams from Florida. I don't like those people down there. They're front runners for the most part when it comes to showing up to their sports teams. They act like they've been fans forever, when in reality they just paid a bunch of money to go to the latest hot event.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But the last 2 years with the Florida Panthers, last year, Matt Tkachuk was sort of like the story.
Yeah.
Right? Like, look at this guy. Look at this tough guy scoring these goals. And I fell in love with the way they played hockey. And now this year, Bob is the story. And of course, here, we know all about Bob. Vezina Trophy twice. I contend the second best player that ever put on a Blue Jacket uniform. And when he's done, you retire his number in the rafters. And in years past, a run like this would have chapped my ass, because I'd be bitter and jealous and sitting there saying, why not for my team?
Well, yeah.
Maybe I'll get there again once my team rises up from the ashes. But right now, they're not relevant enough for me to care. I'm rooting for this.
Well, I am too. And I'll tell you, I don't even know if it's second best at this point. Like, I mean, if we're talking about the time he was here, even,
all right, that's
you
fair.
Just want to limit it to that. Obviously, he wasn't here as long as 61. 61 has a number in the rafters for a reason, and that's because he's a great player and is obviously the first great we had. But I feel a lot like, even with the Crew and Brian McBride. Brian McBride was the first great player the Columbus Crew had. He was also the first player they ever had, for what it's worth, because they drafted him with their very first pick. But that was not the pinnacle of soccer, right? That is, and I would, there were better players that came not long after him that were better than him, and it was tough for us as Crew fans to acknowledge that. I think for Jackets fans, it can be a little tough to say someone was better than Rick Nash, but I think Bob is the guy that probably, I mean, qualifies, certainly by the hardware. And if you want to say longevity, were he and Rick Nash here about the same amount of time? I mean, Rick seems like he was here longer.
Bob was here for 7 years.
Right.
How long was Rick
here?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to think. I think it was probably longer than that, but let me double check. Because I'm saying, outside of the longevity thing here, I mean, there's really, I think from a trophy standpoint, Rick Nash was never the best player in the NHL at his position. He was a very good player at his position, one of the best, but never the best, I don't think. And Bob certainly had the hardware to
prove
that.
How long was Nash here?
9 seasons.
9.
Not that much longer.
No.
So, again, that's not to discount Rick Nash. That's to tell you how good Bob was. But either way, yes, I'm with you. The number goes up the second he's able to. And then, yeah, if he gets into the Hall of Fame, that will be a very deserved honor, I feel like, for Sergei Bobrovsky. But right now, that's not the task at hand. It's 3 more games, and then you
hopefully can hoist a trophy.
Connor McDavid sucks.
Well, it's one game. I wouldn't talk that talk just yet. Let's see Bob make three more games like he just had in game one, and then we can have that discussion.
Ryan Day gets another commit, 2025 class, the number two safety in the 2025 class. His name is Fahim Delaney. Is it okay. Delaney?
It's spelled like Delaney, except there's no Y on the end, so it's either Delane or Delaney.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, he's a number two safety in the 2025 class. Trying to look for his measurables here.
Well, he is, I know, one of a few safeties that they have in this recruiting class, which is going to be important here coming up the next year or two, because you could have a lot of guys walking out that door in that secondary.
He was offered 2 years ago. At the time, developed a strong rapport with then safeties coach Perry Eliano. No measurables in this article. What the hell?
What's his name
what
again?
What are we doing? Fahim Delaney or Delane?
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's awesome.
He does go to Our Lady Good Counsel. He is 6'2 and a half, 195 pounds, according to 24/7 Sports.
You know what I'm going to say right now?
What's that?
Better than Tyvis Powell.
Go ahead and say it.
Better.
The schools that were after him, apparently, that he had on his list?
Oh, he's the number two safety in the class, I assume. Lots of people.
Yeah. Some interesting names here. Bama, Auburn, makes sense. He's from Maryland, but he obviously had both Alabama big-time schools there. Boston College interested in him. Then Albany State. No, it's just what they have listed. Man. Maybe it's alphabetical order. Maybe it's everybody.
In this world of NIL, I don't laugh at anything anymore.
No,
I guess.
I think that's just alphabetical order, because they literally have about every top 25 program and then some has offered this guy. So yeah, that's all.
Jake Diebler meeting with the media today ahead of hoops workouts this week. He said he's working on a home and home with a big program to start this season at home.
Okay.
So we don't know who it is. I asked Timmy, because he was down there, if there was any down low that I could spill the beans on. He said no. He doesn't know. So I don't know if we're talking about a program like Tennessee, or we're talking about a big-time Big East program. I have no idea.
You know, I'm going to just go ahead and throw this out there. It's UConn.
Yeah?
Let's get measured against the best. Let's go right
Breaking
up to
news?
It. Breaking news? No. It's my speculation. That's my pure
Speaking of UConn,
rampant speculation.
Dan Hurley has said no thank you to the Lakers, and he is staying at UConn. And the biggest joke of the day, I heard Keel say, UConn's working on a new contract for him. I'm sure... They are. He's won back-to-back national championships, and the Lakers have been courting him.
Well, let's also not lose sight of something. I think this is always worth noting. The way Woj reported that was not... Woj didn't report that like he usually does. The usual reports coming from Adrian Wojnarowski are, breaking news. So-and-so has signed a deal. Such-and-such, deal is currently being finalized. Deal is imminent.
Yeah, what this was this? They're preparing an offer? Was
yes,
that it?
Yes. The post was they're preparing an offer. And then we had this whole weekend long, I guess last week and this past weekend, saga where he was traveling to go listen to the offer and hear all their plans they had for him and him, talking to them. If you didn't know better, you'd almost say this might be a ploy to just make sure you get the most money possible out of UConn. Not that he should need it, given you just went back to back. I would think if he said, I need this number to stay at UConn,
what they type
say,
of leverage do you need?
Well, apparently the leverage that he wants is the type of leverage that required the Lakers to at least be a part of this deal. Now, the benefit here for the Lakers, I'm not saying they weren't serious in conversations. I do question how much Dan Hurley said, what I'd like to do? Go oversee LeBron's kid and maybe the last year or two of LeBron's legacy. And then if it doesn't work out, I get blamed for all of it. Then I'll get to oversee the Lakers during a rebuild, because once LeBron leaves, it's a rebuild. And then maybe after 5 or 6 years, if they'll keep me around that long, maybe we can start winning basketball again in a league I've never coached in, with salary cap and all these other things to be considered. While he's got a perfectly humming and running machine there in UConn, it seemed like weird timing to me. And it turns out it may have just been a little bit of a ploy by everybody to help him get the best deal possible. I don't blame him for exploring the offer. I just wonder how serious he ever was about it.
The U.S. could win a gold medal before the Olympics even start. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find traffic is moving slowly and causing a couple-minute delay on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And traffic is also slow on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Let me tell you what you need to do. As a way to enhance the show, if you call yourself a super fan of this show and you have not checked out the YouTube chat, then you're doing it wrong. Go to YouTube. Search for 971 The Fan. Click on the live button. You'll see us. Hello, I'm waving at you. I'm not the star of the show. Bone's not the star of the show.
No.
The star of the show is the chat that pops up on the right side of your screen. You have never seen degenerates like this. You are my guys and gals. Oh. Keep it up.
They are, it's wild, man. Looking through that chat, they do not miss a thing either. If we say something and we get it wrong, they correct
you
us.
You eat, and then you come.
That's right. Yeah,
I don't even know that I'm saying it, all right? I just say it. I apologize.
There's nothing
we'll
to
use it as a drop.
For. Sure.
I have some bad news.
What's that?
So I told you today is the start of the Arby's 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5 promotion. It's back. It's on their app.
Don't tell me that you were wrong.
No, I wasn't wrong. It's there. You can get it. The problem is with Arby's now.
What?
The people who have gone and gotten it have informed me that they are limiting you to one per week. You can only get one 5 for $5
what?
This week.
What?
Yes.
What?
So if you get it today, then you're out of luck for the rest of the week. Unless you open up another rewards account with a fake email address and just keep going with a new rewards account.
Arby's, you cheap bastards. What is going on here? It's not like you're doing it for a year. It's not like it's permanent. It's 1 week. You can't even keep it together for 1 week to let us all have our 5 for 5s, let everybody see how good your sandwiches are. Do you know how many jokes people make about Arby's? Do you know how much people like Mike and I take crap for defending Arby's? We say it and people mock us. Now we tell them, go 5 for 5, try it out. And you're saying, yeah, but only one for this entire promotion.
Limit one per customer.
Per week. And it's only a 1 week promotion.
Yes. You can cheat the system.
I may not even go.
You're going to
go. That's a complete lie. I will go immediately after work and get it. But I'm just saying, I was planning on going every day this week. And they knew I was going to get them for, I was going to bust them up for 25 roast beef sandwiches at least. And now that's just a pipe dream.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not like you're just going and getting that. Chances are you're going to get a drink.
Yeah, I would have got other stuff. I can't resist.
Maybe a Jamocha shake.
You know what I can't resist there is the mozzarella sticks. They are good. Incredible.
You know who's got sneaky good mozzarella sticks?
Who's that?
White Castle.
Well, I know. It's not a secret for me, but maybe if you don't know that, you should check them out. They're the breaded ones, not the battered ones.
Correct.
For what that matters.
The Olympics are coming. However, the U.S. could win a gold medal before the Olympics even start.
Yes. You might remember the case of Kamila Valieva. She was a Russian figure skater who won, I guess, one gold or was on.
She was like 16 years old, right?
Well, not necessarily. I don't know what her age was, but she was popped for doping. So she was on the team of Russia. Russia won the team gold medal in figure skating at the most recent Winter Olympics. So there is, because of that being found that there was doping, she's accused of that. This has now gone to the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a hearing Wednesday on all three of Russia's appeals, where she was essentially, and the team was essentially stripped of their medal because of the doping case. Well, this is the appeal. So they're going to hear that. They're going to issue a ruling. Whenever that ruling comes down, they theoretically could say, okay, we uphold your appeal and let's have at it, and they keep it going. Or they could just dismiss the appeal and that's it. If this thing is dismissed, then that means the U.S. would be awarded the gold medal because Russia would be thrown out of this. And they are saying that if that happens, they could be awarded the gold medal in Paris during the Summer Olympics coming up in a couple or in a month or so.
So they have a ceremony.
Yes.
Even though this happened 2 years ago.
And didn't happen in the summer, or at least it wasn't for the Summer Olympics. They would be, yes, awarding them the gold medal for figure skating at a ceremony at the Olympics. So
Let them live.
I like it. I hope it happens. I hope they get the cheaters thrown out.
Caitlin Clark, not selected for the U.S. Olympic team. Everybody's got a hot take on everything Caitlin Clark, so man, let me get yours. Go ahead.
I don't have a hot take on it. It's very simple to me. When Christian Laettner got put into the dream team, a lot of people thought that was silly, right? A lot of people thought that was ridiculous. I think there is a case to be made that Caitlin Clark is unlike any college basketball player we've seen, with the amount of hype and the amount of talent that she clearly possesses coming into her league. However, I also think the women's Olympic, the dream team, women's dream team that they're doing here, this is full of players who have shown the ability to win in this competition, something she has not had the opportunity to do. Also, it is full of basketball players who may not have played a full college season and then now are in the midst of their WNBA season. We've all noted it. You've watched her games. I've watched her games. She doesn't look quite like the same player, in part because the WNBA is tougher, but also because she's had a lot of miles on those legs over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So I could understand from a basketball perspective where you might say, as the people who make decisions with USA basketball, you know what? It's just not the right timing. If she had finished her college career and then we were making this decision in December, that might be different. But we're not. We're making it right after all this deep run in the tournament, all these minutes she has to play when she's playing at Iowa because they didn't have anybody else to help her out. Yeah, I don't think it's a totally... This is not about trying to punish her or reward all the other players. This is about you've played so many minutes lately. It probably doesn't make a lot of sense to put you out there when we need fresh legs.
Now, she said all the right things. She was asked about this yesterday, said that she's, not disappointed. It gives her something to look forward to, goal. I mean, she said all the right things. But I don't understand why every guy with a dong, as opposed to guys without dongs.
Well,
guy with a dong on TV has to have such a flaming hot take on Caitlin Clark all the time. I saw Shannon Sharpe today, and I generally like Shannon Sharpe, but Shannon Sharpe was on this big warpath about how isn't the goal to grow the game? If the goal is to grow the game, what are they doing? Shannon, the goal is to win a tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, look, and I know that you're probably not qualified, and I'm not qualified. I know that for a fact to tell you who the 12 best women's basketball players in America are.
Oh, I'm for sure not. I agree with you.
But yes. But you know who is? Probably the person who puts together this damn team.
You know the worst part of all this is, well, not the worst, but one of the negative side effects of all this is I was watching the same thing. I saw the clip of Stephen A. and Shannon Sharpe, and they had a couple of women's basketball experts on, former players, and it resulted in, once again, Stephen A. Smith yelling at women who covered the WNBA and have for a long time, some of them have played in it.
We've started to pay attention to this for 5 minutes.
And he's yelling at them, mansplaining their sport to them.
That's stupid.
And they're your experts. They're who you brought on to say, tell me about what this is. Tell me good or bad. And then he lectures them. And then he wonders why everybody says, Stephen A., that's not a great look. That's not probably good. He doesn't get why that's a bad thing.
The worst quarterback of all time is making things juicy. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay if you need to travel southbound 315 between 670 West and Town Street. And there's also slow traffic on southbound 71 on the north side between 17th Avenue and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. If you have not already done so, please go to wherever you get your audio. Search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe.
Yes.
Click. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Can I add one more Caitlin Clark thought before we move along? And this is just to reinforce the idea that the conversation around her has just gotten weird with a lot of people who otherwise seem to have fairly reasonable sports takes from time to time. But like the Stephen A's, I'm not surprised. But there are other people who are like freaking out that Caitlin Clark is apparently not going to be on the U.S. Olympic team. And I find it odd because the argument that is being made by a lot of these people is, well, don't you want people to watch this? Don't you want people to pay attention? Don't you want people to, you know, where's your, Stephen A today was yelling about, where's your marketing savvy? Don't you want to market the game? But yet, those same people, 9 times out of 10, tend to rail on it when something is done purely for publicity, right? When someone does something purely just to cynically get you to watch. So I don't understand the argument now, which is, you should put someone who you don't think necessarily needs to be on the team, just so everyone will watch. Even if she's not going to play a ton, the headaches and the downsides for putting Caitlin Clark on that Olympic team make less and less sense the more I think about it. Not because she's not talented, but because if she's not starting and playing like all the minutes, there's going to be complaints. Why is she not playing? Why is this not happening? Why is that not happening? So if they weren't going to play her a ton, I think it's better to just leave her off. It makes sense to me.
Bone, who's the worst NFL quarterback of all time?
According to you,
yes, well, according to that, it's fact.
Okay. All right. Then it is Ken Dorsey.
Ken Dorsey, who happens to be the new Browns offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Alex Van Pelt is dead. So Ken Dorsey comes in. They've been doing some work, obviously, some OTAs. David Njoku, who once upon a time wanted out, but he's still here, was talking to the Akron Beacon Journal. And he said about the way the offense looks under Ken Dorsey, it is juicy. That's a direct quote. I'm not going to say anything else. Leave it at that. But I'm really excited for this year. Juicy.
Well, that's coming from a guy who last year, I want to say, had like 80 catches and 900 yards in the offense they were running last year. And if he's saying, I think I'm going to have a chance to really have some opportunities, if that's what I'm reading juicy to mean, is that there's a lot of opportunities for him. Ken Dorsey has been known with the Bills. That was the thought, was that he leaned a little too much on the pass. He was very much in favor of that, not as much on running the ball. Might have been a personnel thing there in Buffalo. Don't know. But what I do know is in Cleveland, it sounds like they want to get away a little bit from running the football as much. They were, I think, the top five for rushing attempts last year, even with the injury to Nick Chubb. So they clearly like to run the football. That's something Stefanski has liked to do. They, it looks like, want to get away from that and be a little more pass happy. So, Deshaun Watson, you want your chance. This is it. Go show everybody what you can do. Once you get your shoulder all healed up and you're out there, this is where we find out if that guy that they paid all this money to is actually still that guy.
More NFL news. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers agreed to a 3-year contract extension today. This was the final year of his contract. They've extended him through the 2027 season. Let him live. He's been there forever. I spent my evening last night watching Roku channel.
Yeah, I've never clicked on the Roku channel.
You gotta click on it, man.
Well, what do they have on there?
Because they have like specialty channels and they change them up sometimes, but if like you're a big fan of the Unsolved Mysteries from back in the day, the Robert Stack version.
I know what you're talking about.
They've got
about,
an entire channel that just plays Unsolved Mysteries on a loop.
Okay, so they play like nostalgia stuff. They play stuff from the old
days. Yes, but there's a million channels on there. When I say Roku channel, it's not just one channel.
It's like an app that has a million things.
Yes, it's got a million different little TV networks on there.
By the way, promise, we're not being paid by them to do this. I just genuinely have never clicked on it, and Mike apparently has. So that's where my curiosity is.
It's free.
That's also
good. You don't have to pay for it. So they had a channel devoted to old Maury Povich episodes.
Yeah.
So I watched like 5 hours of paternity tests and lie detector stuff last night. Just seeing the best of humanity.
That's quite an evening
first
to watch.
All,
I gotta say, I've never watched Maury after dark.
Like, oh,
I've only seen Maury Povich when there's daylight, natural sunlight is emanating through windows in my space.
At first, it felt odd.
I'm saying it would be weird to be like, all right, prime time viewing, my box of popcorn or my bowl of popcorn and some drink, and now we're gonna watch paternity tests. I'm surprised.
They had older stuff. I mean, some stuff was from like, you know, 2010, pre-HD Maury, and then some of the newer stuff. But this is a guy who just retired from this 2 years ago. He's like 86 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's still unfathomable to me that he wanted to do that for that long.
He was a serious journalist. His father, Shirley Povich, yes, man named Shirley,
sure,
was one of the pioneer sports writers in America. He's in the Journalism Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Maury comes along. Attended the finest finishing schools on the East Coast. I don't know. Probably.
Sure.
But he became a broadcast journalist. He, for years, did A Current Affair.
Oh, yes. That's right.
He was there. He married Connie Chung.
Hardcore news person in her own
right. I mean, they're just both hardcore journalists. And Maury Povich made his entire fortune by sitting down and reading paternity tests and lie detector stuff. And for a while, he probably resisted. But then he just said, you know what? I'm here. This is easy. They're paying me millions upon millions of dollars. Why am I fighting this?
He probably had a producer or somebody that helped to get that show off the ground. He said, you know what would make this great is if we did a little bit more of the, you know, to use David Njoku's term, a little bit more of a juicy offense, you know, and try to go
juicy
out there. Right? And just
let me tell you something,
let's
man.
Put some stuff out there and see what happens. And he probably for years was like, no. Okay, fine. Let's do one of these episodes to shut you up. And then they came back and said, guess what? You just tripled your ratings with this one episode.
I would watch like bits and pieces of Maury, like 15 minutes at a time. Normally you get hooked on one story. Then you see the lie detector and then you move on. I watched 5 hours of this last night. Here's what I've decided over those 5 hours. Gross people have a lot of sex. A lot. I mean, these are the most disgusting trolls in the history of the world. And they're coming on and they're talking about their threesomes and foursomes and how they had sex with this guy's dad and how this one woman's in trying to get a paternity test and she's narrowed it down to 12 different men that could be the father of her child.
Wow.
Like, these people are banging all the time. All the time.
There's a lot of banging, dude.
And I guess the moral of the story is, and maybe you know this if you're listening, just lower your standards and you can have all the sex you want. There's someone out there willing to be gross with you. Okay. Maybe you say, I'm gross. No, there's someone grosser that will do it with you.
Well, I mean, can I say, I don't think was that in dispute?
I guess it wasn't in dispute, but it was on full display last night. I'd forgotten about it.
What I'm saying is, how many times have people, you know, maybe got some attention from someone that they're like, yeah, but you don't attract, I'm not attracted to you. But then they like, yeah, they're like, sure, I'm not attracted, so I'm not really into that, but thank you. And then they move on. Like, I'm sure that's happened to lots of people lots of times. It's when you maybe, I think there has to be something to the effect where all these people from like, you know, New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, giant metro areas, or did they tend to skew a little bit,
look, man,
maybe under the population of, let's say, a few thousand people in the town?
I don't know. There are hillbillies and trash everywhere you go. Big city, small towns.
I'm not talking about trash. I'm not talking about hillbilly. What I'm saying is, if you don't have a lot going on in your town, guess what suddenly sounds like a lot more fun?
I guess.
Just getting together with whoever's... That's one of the oldest forms of entertainment ever.
The other thing everyone has on this show is they all have Greg Oden disease. Where Greg Oden... Barbara Bush disease. We've talked about that.
Sure.
Where Barbara Bush looked like she was 80 years old when she was 25.
Yes, she's looked the same for like 40 years.
Greg Oden comes in... What is he, 50? Oh, no, he's 18 years old. Let him live. He just has that look to him.
Had an older face.
Yes. I'm watching these shows, and they put the ages on the screen, you know, next to the graphic of the name. Mm-hmm. Claire, 26. She looks 60. What the hell is happening?
I've noticed at least the few times I've watched some of those paternity test shows, especially when there's ones where there involves like someone's stepdad and then that, you know, like there's multiple generations involved in the sex having, for lack of a better term. There are times where they'll put together like someone's grandma, like the grandma, the daughter, and then the granddaughter, the daughter, and the granddaughter, I guess, are all on the stage and they'll be arguing about something. And I'm like, I can't tell which one is closer in age to which.
And
like,
they've all done it with the same guy.
Right. And it's all three of them have had sex with one dude.
One woman comes out talking about her granddaughter, and I swear to God, she was 29 years old.
Dude, I am not lying about this. This is a real story that happened with our former producer, Pork Chop, many years ago. We went down to Tennessee. We were going to a NASCAR race. We stopped in, what is the town? Now I'm blanking on it. I don't want to say the wrong town, but it was a town right off the freeway, and it literally went to a bar because it said this. The name of the place was, their underlying title was, this town's only sports bar. Not best, only. Not most TVs, not coldest beer, only sports bar. So we go in, we're having a good time, sat there for a few hours, had some drinks, watched some football. As we're leaving...
You guys did it with the whole town?
No. As we're leaving, there was a guy who... And we'd seen this guy and these two women in the bar with him, and one woman was clearly older than the girl and the guy, who seemed to be about the same age. Girl and the guy seem to be in their mid-20s. Woman clearly looks like she's in her 40s or 50s. We go outside, and they are all three making out with each other. And we're waiting for an Uber to pick us up. And they were too. And they just start chatting us up, and they're like, hey, what are you guys doing? And Pork Chop, producer, starts talking to them. And then
you want to get in on this, T-Bone?
The girl starts talking to him. Not to me. No, I was clearly out. And he was too. He didn't have any interest in this. But they just started talking to him. And he's being friendly. And next thing you know, the old lady comes over, kind of puts her arm on his shoulder a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And at that point, the Uber got there. And we said, gotta go. Ah! Now, again, that's probably stilting my perception of these relationships. But it does seem like when there's not a lot to do in your town...
I'm just
saying.
Everybody's
a little more attractive.
Everybody's bumping uglies. Even if they're really, really ugly.
Those uglies bump.
Fat Boy Food Tip! Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic causing a small delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road, and expect a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save up to $50 on your print purchase. Offer ends 7/6. Visit staples.com/print for details. Boost your business with Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. How about that?
How about that?
Walked right in.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot something on my desk. I wanted to make sure to get it here for Fat Boy Food Tip.
I know you were very, but you did this with about 4 minutes out of the commercial break gone. And you said, do I have time to go back? And Ted's like, I don't think so, man. And then you were like, hey, well, I'm going anyway.
I knew you'd be able to handle it.
I know.
You and Ted and Timmy's in there.
Well, Timmy just came down and was panicked. He's like, does he know you guys are coming back? Oh, we're like, okay. Yeah. I think he does.
How you doing?
I hope he does.
What is that voice?
Huh? Who?
Hey, Jonesy.
Hey, Halsey.
I like how Ted's doing it in the background. That's great.
Hey, yeah. Mikey.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Timmy?
Hey, Bonesy.
Hey, Teddy.
We're good.
Yes. This ain't one of them.
Oh, God. No.
Not. Boy, food, yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, I'm going to talk to you about cookies.
Yes.
Now, we have crumble cookies.
Which I enjoy.
They're very big.
I've had good crumble cookies.
Massive, and I've had some very good ones, too. I've had some flavors that I'd rather forget.
Well, but you know what? I appreciate they're trying different things.
They're trying. Yeah. They're trying different stuff. Well, there's a new game in town. Not crumble. Crave cookies. Crave cookies. They operate 30 storefronts across the country. They have opened up their first one in Central Ohio in Lewis Center, 5875 Evans Farm Drive, inside of Lewis Center's new Evans Farm development. I have no idea where that is.
Well,
but it's somewhere.
I don't know where that is either, but I'm excited to find out because I will be traveling to wherever this is to try these cookies.
They are offering sizable cookies that come in a huge variety of regularly rotating flavors. Patrons can opt for everything from peanut butter cookies, complete with an entire peanut butter cup baked inside.
Oh, I'm looking at that one, buddy. And let me tell you, it's not just a peanut butter cup. It's called the Reese's Peanut Butter Explosion.
Oh, I'm going to explode right now just thinking about
it. There's Reese's Pieces as chocolate chips in it. And then there is the full peanut butter cup inside of it. Yes.
This looks like the same business concept as Crumble. Big cookies. Flavor is changing often, but now you have to try both and see which one does it better for your liking.
Yeah. So here's a couple of the flavors they have this week, just because I was looking at them because I love cookies and I may drive up there tonight after I get my Arby's and get some Crave.
Thanks for not sending any over, Crave.
Well, they didn't. Hey, all right. You've thrown the gauntlet out now.
I'm just saying, we are the preeminent fat asses in this market. A stamp of endorsement from us can get you a long way.
Well, here's a cookie they have. They have the Crookie. It says this is only a test kitchen location, so I don't know if we're a test kitchen location. So, but it says the Crookie is marrying a buttery, flaky layer of a croissant with the soul-satisfying chocolate chips that embrace of our award-winning chocolate chip cookie. All that right. Apparently is the thing they have all the time. No matter what other flavors are there, they have a chocolate chip cookie always.
They should have a chocolate chip cookie always.
Yeah. They also have on the June monthly cravings list, they have the Rockstar, which is their signature dough, milk chocolate chips, semi-sweet chunks, pretzels, toffee, and sea salt. Sounds almost like a cookie that you've made, although not with the pretzels.
I have made a version with the pretzels before.
Have you?
Yeah, I found that the pretzels got lost in there.
Okay, that's fair.
But it has the salt aspect of that. I love sweet and salty things.
Yep. They have a nutty Nutella chip.
Chip?
Which is vanilla dough, hazelnuts, milk chocolate chips, and Nutella drizzle. Sign me up for that. A caramel snickerdoodle, snickerdoodle dough, caramel bits, cinnamon and sugar, and Ghirardelli caramel drizzle as well.
All right. A lot of drizzling.
And this one looks interesting to me, too. The Coconut Crave. I'm not usually a huge coconut fan, but you'll know why I'm up for this in a second. Signature sugar cookie dough. Coconut lime buttercream, fresh lime wedge top.
You do like the lime.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of a... I'm not going to say it's going all the way to key lime pie levels, but all right. I'll go with you on that one. So those are your flavors at Crave, apparently. And yeah, we welcome them to Columbus. I hope to check them out soon.
Also, we told you about last week that Arby's is doing 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. This week I feel let down. In the app. Well, hold on. I'm going to let people know in case they've just tuned in. Maybe you're excited about it. Maybe you said, I'm going to go every day this week. Well, you can't because they're limiting it to one this week. You can only get it once. Now, what I suggest you do is scam the system. Fake email addresses, fake award apps. So every time they go, it's like every time you go, it's like a new customer is going. Take advantage of them.
Yeah. I'm saying if they can't, it's only a week anyway. If they can't give you these, you know, roast beef sandwiches 5 for $5 for the week, if you go 5 times, you should get rewarded for that. I'm sorry. That's just stupid. By the way, Mike, I have a hot take.
What's the hot take?
For the Fat Boy Food Tip. And Timmy Hall is here. Teddy is here. I'd like you guys to feel free to jump in. So last night we had a little fire in the backyard, like a fire pit. We did a little, you know, just a little piece of wood, and we set up a little fire.
I assume you weren't.
Tonight would be great for that with the 60s weather.
Well, last night was great for it because it wasn't much hotter. It was much warmer than that. It was chilly out
tonight,
there.
Teddy. I don't know why I said Teddy. Timmy.
58?
No. The low for me, at least on the phone, says 47.
Oh, wow.
I saw that. Yep.
Fire pit again, Bone.
The nipples are hard,
two
baby.
Nights in a row.
Too cold.
You got the fire.
Oh, you put a fire on. You start roasting some nuts.
Here's the thing. Here's what I was going to say. So we did get the marshmallows out, and we did not get the full. Usually we go full s'mores when we're doing this.
Yeah.
So we get the Hershey's bar. We get the graham crackers. We do the whole thing. But we didn't have all that. We just had the marshmallows. And I said, you know what? We haven't toasted marshmallows with the kids. Usually it's always the s'mores thing. So I said, let's just do this. It's simple. We'll do that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let me tell you something. Not only is there nothing wrong with it, I feel like I don't know why I always jump right to, I got to have all the extras. Because s'mores are great. I love a s'mores. I'm not down on s'mores. However, these little marshmallows just roasted up to perfection and then right off into your mouth. And then by the time you're chewing that one, you're already back in the fire with the next one. There's no assembling a sandwich. There's no trying to hold this messy, gooey mess together. Mm. It was just right there on the stick. You eat it, one bite. Everybody knows the rules. Back in we go with another marshmallow. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that is underrated when it comes to the s'mores.
But is it better than a s'more?
You know what? And as a prisoner of the moment, I'm going to say, yes, it was. I would rather have that
now, that's
tonight.
A hot take.
If I'm doing that again tonight, I'd rather have that than the whole s'mores.
If it's so good, why wasn't the s'more on the Olympic team?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right? Yeah.
What, you had food Olympic teams?
No.
Now forget about it, Timmy. It's a dumb reference. Joke. I'm sorry for making
Caitlin Clark reference. It's okay. We were talking about it earlier. It's fine.
By the way, do you set your marshmallow ablaze?
Yes.
No. Yes, me too.
I put it right there in the fire.
Well, it's sole purpose of roasting it is to get it on fire and then blow it out and then eat it.
No, I get like the top will be blackened, but then the sides usually are like a brownish.
I want it all. I want
color.
It all black.
Yeah. No,
I want it all black, and then I bite into it and it's white.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's
I
the
want
thing.
A cancer mallow.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. That little crusty outside shell, and then you break into it, and it's just goo in there.
Mmm, just goo.
Oh, it's so good.
I will say it can't taste as good as having... I would say you could probably leave out the chocolate and go with the graham. If I had to have two of the three, I'd probably leave the chocolate and stay with the marshmallow roasted with the graham for the crunch. That would be great. But it's one of the messiest snacks, and I'm such a clean freak. I can't handle... eating messy things. I have to have a sink on standby.
Well, and like,
out at the campfire, I have to have a river or a sink to be able to wash my hands off when I'm done. That's how crazy I am.
I got three of them out there, three kids eating. And obviously, like the 13-year-old, the 10-year-old know kind of how to do this. But we have a 4-year-old who just takes it by the handful, shoves half of it in her mouth. It all falls all over her shirt. Now I've got she's like a chocolate Easter bunny by the time we're done.
Like,
great.
How does it sound?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how's it sound?
Mom.
Oh, is that... I didn't know how it sounded. I didn't make a noise. You were making a noise for me.
That's how it sounds.
Yeah. I'm just saying, the plain roasted marshmallow, severely underrated. I would, you know what? If I went to a gourmet restaurant, they said, we will toast some marshmallows for you right here at the table.
Beautiful.
Tableside toasting of marshmallows.
Beautiful.
I'm ordering like a dozen of those.
Do you have the special camp skewers for doing these?
Like that
you can do the hot dogs or the marshmallows
whatever. I have the metal ones that extend.
I have the extendable metals too.
Extendies, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's fire pokers.
Extensies.
Yeah.
I was like, NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson. Oh, right. I forgot.
No.
NFL legend.
Yeah.
NFL legend. PP worky Jimmy Johnson.
We got the wood skewers. The long, they're like 2 feet, 2.5, 3 feet long, whatever they are. They're just big stick of wood, and you just put it in there. The kids were then lighting those on fire and then trying to sword fight each other.
I was going
to
say, won't those catch on fire?
No, not like, they don't catch on. They're still like newish wood. They're not like dried out.
What if you dip them in petroleum?
Yes, then they would. Yes, I agree with you. Then they would.
Yikes! Is up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find things are moving slowly on westbound 670 between things are moving slowly on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. And you're looking at a couple minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Father's Day is coming up. Taking on a job with Dad for Dad? Now you can save on brakes, oil, wash and wax, and more during the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Jason's beat.
Coming up at 5:34, but first, how about we do a little yikes?
Let's do it.
So what's going on in our brain when we sleep? Well, our brain's memory center is revisiting past experiences. You're also storing new memories in there. Your brain is always working when you sleep. Well, according to a new study, your brain also could be looking towards the future, rehearsing activity that hasn't happened yet. It's very complicated. It has to do with neurons and studying rats, and I really have no idea what the hell they're talking about, but they think that dreams could be a rehearsal for future adventures. So, good news. Based on the dream I had this weekend, I will grow balls on my forehead, and Odell Beckham will invite me to a party, ask me not to wash my face, and Justin Bieber will play with my forehead balls. Yikes.
Okay. It's quite the dream.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. In a tune-up for the Copa America, the U.S. men's national team scheduled a couple of friendlies against the soccer teams from Colombia and Brazil. First of these games was Saturday versus Colombia, and the U.S. did not have their best night. To put it mildly, they were down 2-0 after 20 minutes. They eventually went down in defeat 5-1, and it wasn't even that close. Greg Berhalter, former crew coach, now the U.S. men's national team manager in his second stint there, is now 5-7-6 versus FIFA top 20 ranked teams. Yikes. With four of those five wins coming against Mexico, who are at a historic low point as a soccer program. They play Brazil on Wednesday. Copa America starts June 20th. They looked all out of sorts. Yikes.
Teddy, how you doing?
All right.
Ted?
I don't have problems with the on button over here.
I don't know what's going on.
Man. All right. Dodgers third baseman Kiki Hernandez. He was mic'd up for Friday night's Apple TV Plus game against the Yankees. During the interview with the Apple broadcasters, a ball was hit to him. The ball hit his bare right hand and ricocheted off his groin. Yikes. By the time he recovered and threw to first, the batter had crossed the bag. Yikes. So the runner was stranded at third, though, in that the rest of that inning, so no harm was done, but there was some awkward silence after that error. Yikes.
Good news, only six people saw it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Playing competitive sports obviously takes great physical skills, but it also requires mental tenacity that I never possessed. Back when I was banging, I stood in the batter's box, faced a very intimidating high school pitcher who threw 90-plus. He threw one up and in, missed my face by about an inch. I could not get around on anything for the rest of the day because I would flinch slightly every time he threw the ball. Rangers second baseman Marcus Semien took a 95-mile-an-hour pitch to the head during his first at-bat. Good news, he was wearing a helmet. He promptly stole second, ended up scoring. His next at-bat, the next inning, on the very first pitch, he homers. Yikes. That is one of the many differences between a big leaguer and me. He's hitting homers. I'm trying to suck in turtle heads. Yikes.
A critical highway linking Idaho and Wyoming has been closed indefinitely after a portion of the road cracked and then collapsed in a catastrophic landslide Saturday, according to officials. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon said in a post on Facebook, There's no estimated timeline for reopening Teton Pass, which links Victor, Idaho, and Jackson, Wyoming. It's a big commuter road, apparently, that a lot of people use to get from one to the other. In either case, the crack across lanes dropped vertically roughly 8 inches in some places, causing unsafe driving conditions. A patch was put in place. Traffic resumed until there was a mudslide in a different location of the road. So they said, oh no, we've had this mudslide. Even though we fixed that road where the crack was, we're going to shut the road down again to clear off the mudslide. Then we'll reopen it. Well, before they could reopen it, where the cracks had started and then been resealed, those then suddenly gave way and the entirety of the road just fell off the side of this cliff.
So if it wasn't for that mudslide,
people would have been on this road. They opened it back up and were going to let people drive on it until the mudslide happened. This is all on Saturday morning. Thursday is when the cracks developed and were repaired. So just think about that. They could have let people back on this road. They did. And it could have collapsed were it not for this other mudslide. Why would they let people on this road? And also, that's all terrifying. Yikes.
Makes you think. Makes you think about if there was some divine intervention with the mudslide.
Also makes you think, I don't know how roads work, but doesn't seem like we should be letting people drive on roads where there are 8-inch cracks that are deepening by the day. Maybe don't like seal them up and go, good to go.
You look at the negative, I look at the positive.
There you go. Fine.
Teddy.
All right. For the 44th consecutive year, the Stanley Cup Final will feature a special connection to Jaromir Jagr. Every year since 1980, at least one teammate of Jagr, or Jagr himself, has appeared in the Cup Final. Yikes. This year, there are three players on the Panthers and one on the Oilers that have been teammates with Jagr at some point in their career, in his career. Yikes.
New research has revealed that scientists think it's extremely likely that African elephants call each other and respond to individual names. Yikes. Dolphins have names for each other. They think parrots do, but they don't really know. This kind of thing is very rare in the animal world. Elephant rumbles include sounds that are below the range of human hearing. The scientists still don't know which part of the vocalization is the name, but they think there are names. Researchers tested the results by playing recordings to individual elephants who responded more energetically, ears flapping, trunk lifted, to recordings that contained what the scientists thought was their names. Sometimes elephants entirely ignored vocalizations that were addressed to others and didn't involve them. Also, according to scientists, animals who actively ignore you are actually displaying how intelligent they are by not caring. So if that's the case, I am a freaking genius. Yikes.
Can confirm. Recruiting story here from Auburn. This goes back a ways. Tommy Tuberville, who of course now is a U.S. senator, previously was a mediocre football coach. He, starting in 1999, was the head coach at Auburn. And according to former Auburn wide receiver Tyler Siski, who was recently on a podcast, he said that Tuberville cut him the first day that Tommy Tuberville took the job at Auburn, called him into his office and said, if you ever want to run out of that tunnel again, you're going to do it somewhere else. Here's your release. So a few days later, his roommate was driving around, in Auburn there, and on the local radio station heard them announce that he had been cut from the Auburn football team. He had just finished practice. No one had said anything. He went back to talk to the coaching staff and they said, oh yeah, you've been released from your scholarship. Sorry. This is in 1999. Fast forward a few years later, Tyler Siski, the first guy who got cut, he is now out of football from a playing standpoint, but is coaching at a high school. And apparently this high school had some talent in Alabama. They had five guys who were in the top 100. So of course, Tommy Tuberville goes to recruit them. In this story that he relayed on the podcast this week, Tyler Siski claims that when Tommy Tuberville walked in, he met with all these players. And then after they left, he said, you know, you look familiar, coach. I'm not sure why I remember you. And he said, yeah, I'm the guy you told that, you know, I'm never going to run out of this tunnel again. And if I do, it'll be somewhere else. Here's your release. He said Tommy Tuberville's face went white. All five of those players went on to play at Alabama, not Auburn. And he said Tommy Tuberville never came back to recruit at his school again. Karma is a bitch. Yikes.
All right. A rodeo bull named Party Bus jumped out of the ring at an Oregon arena over the weekend. Yikes. The bull charged several people, injuring three and sending two to the hospital. Yikes. You can see the video of the bull charging a red trash can and flipping it over. It then goes up to a group of three people and flips a person wearing a red jacket high into the air. Yikes. So, if you go to a rodeo, don't wear anything red just in case Party Bus is on the loose. Yikes.
Have you seen the video of that?
Yeah, I saw it. Here's my hot take on that. I have long said that if you escape from prison, you should just be allowed to go.
Sure.
As long as you don't break any more laws, I mean, they'll pick you up and arrest you, but if you can escape from prison, you're free to go. If a bull can escape from the rodeo, that bull is free to go.
Oh, yeah. The bull's now, bull can just be a free range. It's free range cattle. It's
goring people outside. Who cares? Do a better job keeping the bull in.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I don't know why I thought of Al Gore being there when you said goring people. Yes, I was at the bullfight. It was spectacular. Loved it.
I think it's the first time we've heard an Al Gore from you. You know what? Probably should be the last.
Probably so. I agree.
Gary Bettman is saying things about expansion. We'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 33 at 270 Southeast, and you're looking at a couple minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The dumb is strong with this show. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. It is the place to be. And you know what? If you are considering, I never thought of this before, but I just thought of it now. Genius.
Okay.
If you are considering having a wedding reception, I'm saying the sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus would be a fantastic location. First of all, action.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, people are tired of the same old wedding reception. Oh, here's the pokey pokey and first dance. And how about let's put some action on a baseball game?
There you go. I like it.
How about the first dance is you sashaying around the slot machines?
Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could do a proposal there where, you know, let's say you tell your fiance, we're going to go watch some sports. We're going to eat some food. We're going to play some wagers. Maybe you place a bunch of bets and you lose all of them. And she's bummed and you're bummed. And then all of a sudden you go, hey, by the way,
will you mean everything to me?
Will you marry me? And then all of a sudden she goes, the day's been redeemed. Uh-huh. And now you have that memory right there. You could do that.
Yeah.
There's lots of other, you know, bar mitzvahs. Maybe you can have those there if you want to. You could have a birthday party. As long as you're over 21, I guess. Got to be over 21.
You know, I'll say this. If you get married at the sports book, I'll marry you. I'll get ordained. I'll marry you.
You're going to marry people now?
If they get married at the sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus,
okay,
I will marry them.
I can't wait to see the video of that because I will not attend.
You liar. You're going to be the best man.
I'll be there gambling. I may just be like, oh, hey, how's it going? Good to see you, common man. Glad you're doing that. I'm watching games over here.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gary Bettman is the commissioner of the NHL. He was in Florida sort of giving a state of the sport address before game one of the Stanley Cup final this weekend.
Sure.
He says the NFL is reaching record levels of profits, $6.2 billion in revenue last year. That's a record. A record level of $22.56 million in attendance last year.
The cap number for the upcoming season is going to be $88 million. Up about $4.5 million from this past season, slightly higher than previously projected. He was asked about expansion, the league expanding, and he said, "We continue to deal with expressions of interest. We're not going to, at least at this point, unveil a formal process. We're gratified by the fact that at least half a dozen places continue to have interest in us." So he talked about the situation in Utah, moving the Coyotes there. He said that in Phoenix, that franchise would be reactivated if their dumb owner can figure something out, which I'm sure he can't.
Well, you know what? If he does, at least it's on the table. But meanwhile, they're not waiting around. They're moving on with bigger and better things, it sounds like.
Which they should have done years ago.
No, I'm glad to hear that the NHL is doing better and that the numbers seem to be pointing in the right direction. That's a good sign for the sport. Obviously, I think it has clearly become, if it was ever in doubt that it wasn't, you know, a top three sport. I mean, it's firmly entrenched at number four. You could argue maybe other sports are starting to nip at its heels a little bit, but the reality is the NHL has been clearly huge in Canada, and it still has its pockets here in the United States. But you need more cities to be good. You need to have what you have now with a South Florida franchise being this good for a couple years in a row. That's going to reinvigorate that market. If you continue to see success in non-traditional markets in the NHL, that's only going to benefit it, because you're always going to have Philadelphia, New York, some of these Boston, places where they've had it for a long, long time, Chicago, etc. You know those places are going to be there for it. You need to get the other markets going. And if it works out that happens because you get some more teams that are actually good, that's a benefit to the league.
To that point, he talked about how they're trying to get an outdoor game where the Marlins play, whatever the hell they call that stadium now.
I forget. Okay.
But 3 years ago, if you were to say that, you'd be like, that's crazy. But now Panthers fans are on a waiting list to get in there.
Could we call it an outdoor game, but still like slide the roof over if the day of?
No, the roof's going to be, there's no opening that roof, my friend.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't know if they were going to open it just to say it's outdoor if it, you know, was.
No, when I say outdoor, I mean stadium. In a big stadium.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I just hope they're not delusional enough to think like, yeah, let's do this for real. Where it's going to be, you know, 70 degrees out. We're going to try to play hockey on that.
Fan poll, 971thefan.com. Which event do you most want to see at Mirfield? Ryder Cup, PGA Championship, U.S. Open, Ladies U.S. Open. Bone and I talked about it to start the show. I think that it's special the way that it is. If in the future it works out where you can host one of these events, didn't they do a Ryder Cup there? Am I making that up?
I don't know.
What did they have there?
President's Cup?
President's Cup. That's right.
I think Jack was not a fan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he bitched about that. Look, if one of these is going to happen, Jack's going to be dead. This is his baby. This is his tournament. He doesn't think it needs an extra rub. We're not getting one of these as long as Jack is kicking.
Yeah, and they had a Ryder Cup back in the 80s here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ryder Cup in the 80s, and the President's Cup was the last thing they had, right?
Yeah, more recently, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would want the international competition because I think that would be different. And I mean, there's no way you could do two of these in a year, right, Ted? They would never do like the Memorial now and then Ryder Cup. And let's say, when is it? August, September? Is it around that time?
It's in September. Yeah, is when it is. Now, so you could do that.
Could you? I'm just saying, I don't know how the course would hold up for
you could
two events
that.
Like that. But I would presume you could. Yeah,
or you could flip. Maybe you did the PGA now. Or the U.S. Open, and then have the Memorial tournament and like flip it to later.
See. Put it later. In the calendar.
I was listening to Uncle Bo today, Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, right here on the Fan, and he had the suggestion that you do U.S. Open at Mirfield, and the Memorial is still here, but you do it at Scioto.
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know how everybody would feel about that at Mirfield. You know, if it's We're not going to have that tournament here. I don't know. I don't know, honestly, what the...
I mean, it stays in the region. I don't think it's likely.
No.
It stays in the region, and then, you know, you get your little bump with the major championship at Mirfield.
At the end of the day, I'm for whatever it is that keeps Columbus in the spotlight when it comes to sports, and it keeps people talking. You're getting a lot of national attention today because, as you always do around the Memorial, and that's good.
One professional team has found a very interesting way to do business. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound Olentangy River Road at King Avenue. Police are on scene causing some holdup, and you're looking at a couple-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Macy's. Find the perfect Father's Day gift with Macy's Gift Finder. In just a couple clicks, you'll get personalized gift ideas for every dad at every budget. Visit Macy's.com/giftfinder and give love today at Macy's. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
You know what I want?
What's that?
I've always had a desire, I'll probably never get one, to get a Mini Cooper.
Really?
Yeah. And it's off-brand for me, but...
It's not. It's not for you. You had small, zippy cars.
I did.
What's your dad's favorite thing to say? It's Zeller, we're zipping here and zipping there.
No, but here's the difference. All right, like I had a Volkswagen Golf.
Yes.
GTI.
Right.
All right? But the difference is people who buy cars like that, they enjoy their car. They like driving their car. They like winking at other people that have the same car.
Sure.
We used to wave at each other.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Yes.
Mini Cooper people, they like make their cars look like Minnie Mouse and give them names and they have personalities. And I don't want to be in that club.
Oh, that's the thing. There are certain cars. Like Volkswagen Bugs and buses from like the vintage ones, but even the newer Bugs, right? People who bought those, that is like a club. If you see someone else with one, you instantly assume we've got something in common because you and I like this very kind of offbeat looking car.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. The Jeep owners with their ducks. They have ducks. If you ever see a Jeep now, a lot of the Jeeps have ducks all over the dashboard. That's a thing. You're right.
I never understood that. What is the purpose of that?
I don't know. They have rubber ducks. I'm not sure where that started, but they have rubber ducks on the dashboard. I'm sure Jeep owners could tell you.
I know. Noticed that. I don't know.
It's a thing.
Okay.
It's part of the. But you're right.
Like, anyway,
Mini Cooper owners feel very. Their cars have personalities. They give them names.
They have sex with them. I have driven one before. I enjoy that small, low to the ground. Low center of gravity
well,
type
that's,
of drive.
That's what I was saying, because you've also had a 1 Series BMW, which is, I mean, all of these are cars that are like smaller, right. Two-door, fast, low to the ground kind of things.
So I like that.
But also not like McLarens. They're not Ferraris. They're not, you know, they're not the most powerful cars in the world, but they definitely get going.
But you know what I would really like? I would like a Mini Cooper that has 500 horsepower. Thank you. Can we make that happen?
Well, I'm telling you, man, go drive one and you will find out.
I've driven one.
Well, what'd you think of it?
They're good. They're nice cars, but I want more.
You know what you need is a John Cooper Works Mini.
I've tried that one too, but they only top out at like 275. And again, the acceleration's good. I like it. It's fun.
Well,
but I want a rocket ship up my ass.
You know what the car guys are going to say? Got to get a stick, because that's what you want. You want that.
I don't think they even make them in stick anymore.
Oh, I would be so. I'm not. You might be right.
I want to say.
I'm pretty sure
the new the 2025 GTI that's coming out, Volkswagen GTI that's coming out in a couple months, is not going to be made in manual.
Oh yeah,
I read that.
That surprises me if that's the case.
I also don't know how to drive a stick.
Well, you can learn.
I don't want to learn. Too old for learning.
Well, you're.
Too old for learning. Get off my lawn!
You don't want one that goes 200 miles an hour, because that you're never going to use. You want one that goes from zero to like...
I'll use it, baby.
You can't use 200.
Yes.
Where are you going to do that? Where?
Me and Georgia football players.
Okay. I'm saying...
Racing each other.
You want zero to 75.
Me and Henry Ruggs just crashing into people and lighting them on fire.
You don't want that. Right. Now, dare I suggest this? You could always go the used route.
and get a car that has like whatever performance. Maybe if they got rid of manuals, like you said, you could go find one that does still have it, a GTI. It's just a couple years old and you got to go get one that someone else's ass has been in. Are you up for that?
No.
I see. This is what we're talking about.
No. I can't go into like,
you can't go into a used car.
No, I just traded in my car.
Yeah.
I got a new Lexus from Germain Lexus. It's fantastic. But my old Lexus goes to them, mm-hmm. which they presumably cleaned up and sold. If the people who bought that car knew what I was doing in that car.
What are you doing in it?
Everything.
What do you mean everything?
Picking and flicking and farting.
They clean it.
You can't clean the memories. You can't wash the memories. The car knows.
Yes, but you don't.
It's an entity.
I have driven, as someone who's driven predominantly used cars in my life, trust me, when I get in them, the memories are gone. That thing is like a lab. They've wiped it clean.
It's not wiped clean.
It is.
You don't believe in like auras? Places have certain auras. Like, you've ever walked into a place before, you're like, this does not feel right. It's a feeling.
Yeah, I have. And then I've realized that's my dumb brain doing dumb brain things.
I'm just saying, whoever gets into that car that I just had is going to get in and it's like, man, why do I feel so perverted? And why do I have to scratch my privates all the time? Why do I have such bad gas?
I think you would. I mean, again, maybe all of my issues are related to me sitting in other people's cars for most of my life.
Yes,
but
maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe if you ever driven, you had a new car? Yeah, your Mustang's new.
I've had a few new cars, I'm saying, but I've also had plenty of used cars, and I found that after a few weeks, guess what they all are? Used cars. They're all the same at that point.
Yeah, but it's used by you. It's different.
Teddy, you've driven a used car before. You're not opposed to buying a used car, are you?
Yeah, back when I was banging, I had used cars, yeah.
Oh, but not anymore.
No, you've moved on.
Not
Teddy's like got the ducks on the windshield years. Of his Jeep.
Yeah. Not for 25 years. Wow, good for you, Teddy.
Back in the 90s, yeah, I had used cars.
My favorite thing to do is like, this is no joke. My grandfather, I remember this very vividly, who has since passed away, Papaw, Frank Varney.
Papaw.
Yeah, he was from West Virginia, moved up here as a cook at 15 with his, or 16 with his wife, who was like 15, my grandmother. Then they lived up here their whole lives. He would routinely stop at a used car place with his current car, with my grandmother in the car, and say, what do we think about this for that? And a little swap of cash and discussion of titles. And within a few moments, the car was exchanged. I mean, he would do these deals in under a couple hours. He'd just on a Thursday be like, I don't want this car anymore. And by Friday, different car. Now it was used and all these cars were paid off. There was no like, we're getting financing. There was none of that.
So are you saying we need to do more of this?
No. What I'm saying is I'm building to the point where I was in the car once where my grandfather did this. We were driving in a Chevrolet Celebrity, if you remember those cars, station wagon. We pull in. He had like a wood paneled one and mm-hmm. there was a blue one that he liked that was the same, pretty much same age, same mileage, same everything. He pulled in, talked to the guy. The guy said, listen, let's swap it out. We'll swap keys. You leave your car here. You take that car. We'll call it an extended test drive. Take the, you know, grandkids home and all that. Come back tomorrow. We'll do all the paperwork. So we did. I literally was in the car with him when he swapped a car. And then the next day came back, signed all the papers. And then that was his car. He probably did this. I'm not joking. From the time I was 5 to the time I was 15, probably a dozen or more times he switched cars.
I'm not saying it's likely. It's probably less than 1%, but there is a chance that your grandfather was a secret serial killer and was just getting rid of evidence by constantly selling cars.
I know. It could be.
They can't DNA test my new car. Body wasn't in this trunk.
I will never forget that, where we were just driving and he had told us, he was like, I'm going to go stop at this car lot. And next thing we know, he was like, get your stuff out of the car. We're getting into this one. And I remember how hot the other one was because it was sitting on the car lot and we just got in it and drove away in a different car.
Bone, managing the salary cap is an art, right? I mean, teams employ people just to look at the cap and how to manage the cap.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the website Cap Friendly?
Yeah, I've checked it out a few times doing this job.
Well, it's only going to be active for a little bit longer, and then it's gone.
Yep.
It's dark forever because the Washington Capitals have bought them. They bought the website, not because they're interested in an investment. Like, oh, this website makes a lot of money. We can put ads on here. No, they have hired the entire staff who works there to just go in-house and run all their cap stuff. And so they're going to be shutting down the website because the Capitals bought them.
That is, I did not expect to see something like that today when I logged in. And I guess it's not that shocking of a story, but I find it interesting that multiple NHL teams wanted this website, and then one of them was able to win the bidding war. And now all those, I guess all those people go, whoever ran this website, they go work
that's
for the
Caps. They don't want the website. They want the people.
But they do in a way, because the website did have a lot of like tracking that they were doing of different deals and different analytics. They have analytics models that those people have built and maintained.
Right.
And
right.
That's what they want access to as well. But they apparently want the people too. I'm just, imagine if someone came in and bought our radio station. This is what blew my mind today. And they said, yeah, you guys now are all, we're paying you all your salaries. We're actually paying you more, but you're exclusive to the Washington Wizards. Like, just, that's what you do now. You work for the, so now we would come in every day and go, all right, who's on the Washington Wizards? And how bad, oh, they've been awful. Okay. And then we would have to figure out how to do our jobs centered around the Washington Wizards, something that you're not interested in, I'm not very interested in. Ted is a secret Washington Wizards fan, but everybody else pretty much, no, everybody working here doesn't care about the Wizards. I'm just saying that's what these people are doing who work at this job. They just now suddenly are like, yeah, we build this for the Caps. All we're thinking about is how does this affect the Washington Capitals? That's all we're doing.
I pick a number.
Let's go with 4.
Call a number 4, 614-821-9710. How about this for a prize? The Premier League's champion, Manchester City, mm-hmm. and Chelsea FC will face off on Saturday, August 3rd at Ohio Stadium. The match between the rivals is part of the 2024 FC Series, a collection of friendly matches across the United States featuring top global soccer clubs. The winner will get 2 tickets to see the match at Ohio Stadium on August 3rd. Tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster. Get them now.
There you go.
They're going to be shipping in grass.
Ship.
Just for that.
Well, they're not going to play on the crappy turf at Ohio Stadium.
I'm just saying, this is an exhibition, right? If anything, you would think, well, who cares? We're going half speed. It's an exhibition. You can leave your regular grass, artificial turf on there. Nope. Dig it all up, truck in real grass, and then for some ungodly reason, we're going to dig all the fresh stuff up and put our crappy turf back on there. And they're going to give us some BS excuse about the water table and how they can't grow properly because they redid the stadium. It's all a bunch of BS.
They had one of the biggest ag campuses in the, northern part of the country, I would venture to guess. But they can't figure out how to grow grass. Or they just don't want to. They don't want to invest in it.
No, they don't want to.
Yeah, it's stupid. By the way, did you see the video of Cedar Point with the mayflies today?
No.
Not today. It was, I guess, a couple days ago. But
what are mayflies? Are they like midges?
Remember Jabba Chamberlain?
Oh, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, mayflies, midges. I think they're all kind of like in that family. But there were swarms of them. There's a video of people in line for a roller coaster at Cedar Point, and it's just they're in the little house where the car comes in. You get in the little queue. You hop in the car. It leaves. Next train comes in. People are waiting there, and people are doing karate kicks trying to get these things off. It looks like there's thousands of them flying all over. Two things I know you love: swarms of insects and roller coasters.
And lines of people.
Well, 3 things you love.
Joe Burrow news coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71's ramp to Polaris Parkway. Crews are on scene there, causing a little bit of a holdup. And we've got a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Look out for Put-in Bay, the island getaway you've been waiting for. Be it a day or a weekend, you can enjoy all sorts of shops, dining, and entertainment. Plan your perfect trip today at visitputinbay.com. Have a nice day at Put-in Bay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No college education, and it shows. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Maybe you've lost some of your zip on the fastball. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Like once upon a time, Bartolo Colon could barely stay with a major league club. Looks like his career was over. And then he went overseas, got some sort of weird blood spinning thing and started taking something. Came back, started throwing gas again. I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh, if you want to throw gas again from your, again, this is bad. Because gas, you think about the back end.
Okay.
I'm talking about the front end with pee-pee. If you want to metaphorically throw gas with your wiener and it's not working out for you now, go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. This will probably be the last commercial I ever read for.
I doubt that.
Because they'll be firing me very soon. But ED's a real thing. Just ask Bartolo Colon. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit's only $99. Includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider. Actually, Bartolo Colon will come in. A T and PSA test. And if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work when you're in the office, your visit is free. Call them today. 800-900-9654. Or visit TriStateMen'sHealth.com. You know who else is a proud endorser? Of Tri-State Men's Health?
Who's that?
Timmy Hall.
Oh, it worky.
And Marty Brenneman.
That's right.
So perhaps Marty will be there for your exam. Or Timmy and I just walking around.
Oh, I just live at the Hilliard office.
You just hang out there,
yeah,
right?
I just sit in the lobby.
It's good.
You know, it lives right next door. Fish. Next door to the Hilliard office.
You know what? Beautiful. They got great mints in the Hilliard office.
Good mints.
Just a gigantic glass bowl of individually, Common Man's favorite mints.
Individually wrapped.
Yeah, the Lifesaver mints.
Winto Green. No, I'm sorry. Pepo Mint, not Winto Green.
Is it Pepo Mint?
Pepo Mint. Winto Green tastes like Pepto.
Wait, is it called Winto Green?
Yes,
it is. Just Winter Green. Winto Green.
Winto Green.
Because it's O's, because they're Lifesavers. Pepo
Mint.
Hey, not to change the subject, but
please do.
You know what's not fun is when you have a giant account that people go to for, let's say, baseball news, like Buster Olney.
Yeah.
And then you see that it's being hacked.
Oh, no.
By somebody who just apparently is just posting random stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the image, like the main page image that you have, not his profile picture, but the header, I guess, on Twitter for him, now has changed to a cartoon of a football player, which I presume is not what he used to have. The actual like bio for him has changed. And then he has tweets among the likes of, I hate Mets. I swear to you, I don't even know who I hacked. Who is this Buster? I know it's cringe, but this was my dream. Just random tweets from a person that apparently has hacked Buster Olney's account. So, I don't know. I would think maybe Twitter/X will work to get that restored soon. But meanwhile, Buster Olney, if you're going there for news, just be aware he's being hacked currently.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you do if you hacked the fan's Twitter account and you were like doing your swan song and getting the heck out?
Me?
Both of you.
First of all, T-Bone has the passwords to everything.
I don't need to hack it.
Right, right. You know what I mean. You're not hacking it, but you are going rogue. You know, you put something out there and then you're off to Alaska. Not Alaska. You leave the country wherever you go.
All right. I don't know. I'm not at a point where I have like a giant amount of things I would want to say about this place other than.
Oh, I do.
I know you do. But here's the thing. I would probably just say something about, like, I don't know, soccer's my favorite sport, whatever. Something
that's
just like
boring.
Boring
what a
and
horrible
stupid.
Hacker you are.
Well, I don't have hacker tendencies.
If I ever hack in, I'm spilling the beans, baby. I'm spilling it all.
Man, just give you the password and you go right ahead.
I'm going to keep my job.
Okay.
You know what I would do? I would give the account to String Bean because he actually talks to all the Instagram babes out there and just see what he would do with it. See where we popped up with the likes and the retweets. Who is the baseball player that got popped for just liking and commenting on all the
tweets? Oh, was someone doing that recently?
Tweets.
I didn't see that one.
There was a baseball player who they found he didn't understand that everything that he was liking, there's a tab you can select on Twitter where it just shows everything. And the whole thing was just a pornography page.
Oh, good. That's
I mean,
he's
as long as everybody's agreed to it. And
No. But the point is, they were. I'm just saying that the guy's a major league baseball player, and that was the whole page.
He's probably thinking, my likes are private. I can just like whatever I want. And it's no, that's not how that works. Likes are public.
Kids are going to see what their favorite baseball player is into. What is this?
Why is a 6-year-old just?
Well, you got to learn. Got to learn what's going on out there. You find out.
Fans are speculating that Joe Burrow will be on the Madden cover this season after some teaser footage has been released.
Oh.
He is not confirming or denying. He was gone one day last week from OTAs for a promotional appearance.
Well, that would make sense.
Some people think it was the cover shoot.
That very well could be. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Bengals fans will be thrilled about that.
The jinx, though.
Well, what jinx?
He's hurty. Everyone who's on the Madden cover, dead. Although he's dead every offseason anyway.
Has he been on the Madden cover every offseason since he got drafted? Like, what are we talking about? He's always hurt in the offseason, and now sometimes in the regular season, too. I'm not one who buys into the curse thing. I think he's already had his injury issues. Probably doesn't help if you're someone who is a little squeamish about that, but... yeah, it's fine. It's a good recognition for him. He's a talented player. He deserves to be on the cover.
Do you know who the first person was to be on the cover? First active player to be on the cover?
I did know this at one time, and I have completely forgotten it. So please tell me.
Barry Sanders.
That's okay.
In the year 2000.
When?
What?
I don't know if you're going to sing it like Conan used to back in
the year 2000.
God, we're old. That was done before 2000. Remember that? And then it was a thing after.
And then he did it about 8 years after the year 2000. Because it was funny.
In the year 2000.
Loved it.
That's right, Conan. All the way in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Eddie George was the next year. He had a terrible year that he was on the cover. 3.4 yards per carry. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Culpepper was the next year. He was terrible. Cursed.
Yeah, but was that curse or just him not being very good after
point
of his career?
Well, I mean, he was good. That's why they picked him to be on the cover.
Yes.
And then he goes on the cover and bad. What do you think? It's just a coincidence?
Yes.
Conspiracy people have told me there's no such thing as coincidences.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
Marshall Faulk, next year, cursed.
Hall of Famer.
No.
What do you mean?
Never topped 1,000 yards again.
Did he not end up in the Hall of Fame?
He broke down after that? Yeah, but it was all before he was on the cover.
That's because the people at EA are late to the party.
Michael Vick was a year after that, goes to jail. Doggies. Doggies.
How are they going
to
know he was running dogs on the treadmill? They had no idea.
Ray Lewis is after that, killing people.
No, exonerated. All good. Exonerated in exchange for testimony, I guess it should be noted, but exonerated nonetheless. So, fine.
McNabb was after that. Missed half the season, went 6-10.
Oh, you said McNabb. I thought you said McNair. My bad.
No, Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb, McNair. Not Steve McNair is who I thought you said. McNair, sadly, may he rest in peace.
Sean Alexander, dead after that. Vince Young, you know the story? Brett Favre, Dong.
Vince Young, you know the story? Favre, Dong.
Well, we don't have time to run through everybody.
I got it.
I'm only at 2010.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Got a long way to go. And we don't have time for that because coming up next, Jason's Beef with our guy, Jason Stark. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on northbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Westerville, causing a couple minute slowdown, and slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Grab great gearhead gifts your dad will love, like tools, parts, and collectibles, or give the perfect card, a Summit Racing gift card. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/23/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
He likes baseball. He likes solar eclipses. He likes Shohei Ohtani. But he loves roast beef sandwiches. It's time for Jason's Beef with everyone's favorite baseball writer, podcaster, author, and former mustache owner, Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
The Hall of Famer joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Mike.
Let's talk about Arby's, shall we? I don't think you understand how important today is. You're aware of inflation, even the big-time Hall of Famer like you. I'm sure you do your own grocery shopping, right? You go out, you know how much things cost?
I've been in a grocery store, yeah.
All right, but we live in a world now where one Arby's roast beef sandwich costs between $4.50 and $5. But this week on the app, they're giving you five for five. Five roast beef sandwiches for $5. I know that you are averse to all things Arby's, even though we tease you about it. But I think you have to make a special trip this week just to partake.
Well, I have to be a member of that Arby's club or something, don't I?
You have to download the app.
Well, I could do that.
Well, you just take 2 minutes out of your day. Stop hacking Buster Only's phone and just go download the app.
Okay, then what do I do?
Then you put in your information. Yeah, then you order the food.
You go look for the five for five deal. You hit it.
Have you never used an app to order food before?
Only every day.
Exactly. So you just
So all I have to do is download the app.
Yes.
Okay, do you know, well, Jason? You don't know how much joy you will bring to the listeners of our show and me and Mike personally and Ted. If we see a photo on your official Twitter account of you with a sack of five roast beef sandwiches, we will be passing out with joy, is what I'm telling you.
Right. I know what you can do. You can. This will be your opening line with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy, because Bruce Bochy admitted that when he was in the 70s, when he was in the Astros farm system, he won an Arby's eating contest. Now, I don't know how much he actually ate, but I mean, that's quite an achievement, right?
Well, I was going to ask you about this. How can you guys not get him on to talk about it? Like, isn't he an eating god for you now, Mike? Four World Series, and he won an Arby's contest?
And he's best friends with former SNL alum Daryl Hammond. That's a true thing.
How many Arby's has Daryl Hammond eaten, though?
Oh, lots if they're laced with heroin.
All right, so when you texted me about this earlier, you told me it was bigger than the eclipse, right?
I need to get
a handle on just how big this is. Is it bigger than the Olympics?
Yes. For us, yes. Yeah. Not in reality, but for us,
bigger than
here,
the Olympics.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. WrestleMania?
Ooh. Mm. Who's in the main event? Hulk and Andre?
Too early to say that.
Are you a big wrestling guy, Jason?
Am I a wrestling guy?
Yeah.
I don't have time to be a real wrestling guy, but I'm aware of wrestling. I watched that WWE Arby's commercial.
Arby's commercial? What Arby's commercial?
Yeah, that WWE tag team champs did a commercial for this 5 for 5 thing.
Oh, they did?
I didn't see that.
Wow, that's even... I missed the lore on that
one,
Jason.
Who are the tag team champs?
Don't ask Jason that. Teddy should know that. Teddy's got that one.
I know it's Austin Theory, and the guy from Australia is his partner.
Yeah, that's them. Yeah.
Okay, all right, there we go. Okay, I didn't know that
was
even
in Australia. I didn't see any in Italy, I have to admit.
Jason, you're playing dumb, but I bet you really know wrestling. Like, you're probably in the King Kong Bundy Hall of Fame or something.
No, I'm not.
Jason, are you calling the 900 number to get the dirt sheets before every Monday Night Raw so you can know who's going to be on and what?
All right, what do you want to talk about, Jason, for real? The segment's yours.
You want to talk baseball in London? You want to do that?
Here's what I was going to ask you, Jason, about that England series, the London series that just happened. Hey. Mets and Phillies split it. Do you like it personally
that Major League Baseball goes over there. And then the follow-up to that would be some of the players are saying it should be expanded and we should have a tournament of multiple teams over there. So first of all, do you like it? Second of all, do you think it should be expanded?
I do like it. And you should know they're going to keep playing these. They're in the new labor deal. You know, they're supposed to go to Paris next year, but that fell apart because they couldn't find a promoter, so that's out. But, T-Bone, I honestly do not see any downside to this. I think we agree on the importance of marketing the game globally. But just speaking as a fan who is on this side of the Atlantic now, here is what I love most about it. The season is long, right? I feel like baseball needs more events with a capital E. And these games felt like an event. It might be because I live in Philadelphia and hundreds of people I knew were going and there was so much attention paid to them here. But I honestly love stuff like this. I love the Rick Wood game that's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm a big fan of the Field of Dreams games. Like that Little League World Series game. So if I were the king of baseball, I would be looking for every possible opportunity to take ordinary games in mid-season and elevating them in some way. I'm not quite clear on how this Bryce Harper round robin thing would work. Does he want to, like, an in-season tournament, or he just wants some company?
Yeah, it's not like he wants, you know, like four teams to play a series each against each other to have like a few weeks over there.
Well, we see this in the college basketball season too, where they'll have these tournaments where they go to Maui. Right. And all four teams will play each other and there's eventually some sort of champion crowned. I think that's how it strikes me how it would go.
We're thinking the Maui Invitational only in London.
Yes. And we can actually go to Maui. What's preventing us from doing that? I'm sure there's baseball on Maui. Why not?
Yeah. So there's you wear Hawaiian shirts.
Oh,
in Maui, but what would you wear to these games in England?
Beef eater uniforms.
Soccer jerseys. We get them all like the soccer crest with the big sponsor on the front. Yeah, that's what we could do.
So we'd get a corporate sponsorship from Arby's. We're all
exactly
set.
Right. Yes.
Is there Arby's in London? Do you know?
There better be.
I don't know if there is or not.
We'll go over and set them straight if they don't.
You know what they have there that they like, though, Jason?
Yeah.
Fried chicken, Popeye's chicken, and KFC.
I thought they were more into fish and chips. I haven't been in London in a while.
No, they like anything fried. Who doesn't like fried chicken? Every culture enjoys fried chicken.
Right. It's hard not to like it. Could you fry up some Arby's?
Oh, they have fried products. They have lots of good fried products.
That's interesting, though, because could you batter an Arby's roast beef sandwich, sort of like a Monte Cristo?
You're going to have
chicken fried Arby's.
Yes. That sounds delicious.
We should be in charge of Arby's.
Yes.
We're wasting our time over here doing this stuff.
We have the ideas, is what I'm hearing. Yes.
Okay. They have the meats. We have the ideas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're available.
Let me ask you one more baseball question before we go.
I'm just here.
Reds are 8-2 in their last 10. This seems surprising a bit to me. Are you surprised that the Reds are starting to pick it up a little bit?
Well, you know, not so much. Let me tell you this story. I was at MLB Network a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about teams that should be playing better than their record based on stuff like underlying data. I know you love that kind of talk. I nominated the Reds. They never made it into the show. But, you know, my thinking was their pitching has largely been good. Basically, their young starters have taken a step forward. Their record was skewed by all the one-run losses, especially when they were still trying to sort out the bullpen. And even though they hadn't hit, think of the park they play in. Wasn't it hard to believe that they wouldn't hit better in that park when the weather got warmer and they got healthier? And that's kind of what's happened. I mean, T.J. Friedl has changed their team. Jamer Candelario's finally hit. Jonathan India's hit. Will Benson's hit. There's just an offensive upside to that team to go with the starters. The division's not very good, as you've probably noticed. I just feel like they were better than what we saw in May, and I think that's what you're saying. The data indicated that.
The National League's not very good. What is it, 11 teams under 500?
Well, there's four teams over 500. It's not quite the same thing, but yeah, that's not a good development. Are we going to have two teams with losing records make the playoffs in the National League? Let's not do that.
Jason, go to Arby's. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'm downloading that app right now.
I don't believe Perfect. You. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71's ramp to Polaris Parkway, and that's on the north side. And we have a 5-minute slowdown due to a crash on northbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Westerville. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need at the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull.
Oh, my memorial lovers.
I'd like to point something out because people hear, you know, like Rimmer and Jason Stark, and they come on with us and they deal with our absurdity. But you probably wonder, what do these guys do when they hang up the phone? Do they just curse at themselves for coming on this dumb show?
Why did I do this?
Why do
nine
I do
minutes?
This? So we hang up with Jason, and he 2 minutes later, he sends me a screenshot of his phone just to show me that he has, in fact, downloaded the Arby's app.
Nice.
Yes. Good man.
Good man.
So he has downloaded it.
I very much love the idea of Jason going through a drive-thru going, I can't believe I'm doing this. And then pulling up to the box and like, hello? And it's like, yeah, I have a mobile order. And it's like, what's the name? And he's like, it's Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer. And I'm here to get my Arby's.
And now, and then Jason goes home. His wife is a fantastic cook. He tells us this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He sits down for dinner. Honey, I'm not very hungry tonight.
Why?
It's a long story. I told some guys in Columbus I'd go to Arby's.
What?
Yeah, so I ate 5 roast beef sandwiches before I came home. I'm
kind of
sorry. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be even be better if he comes and just like, I had a sandwich on the way home. I actually had a couple of them. She's like, oh, where'd you stop? Again, he's in Philly. I mean, you're thinking he's going to get a cheesesteak. And it's like, no, didn't go to one of those.
Nobody in big cities go for fast food.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, like you could understand if he's like, I don't usually do this, but I stopped and got a sandwich. Her first thought might be, oh, well, maybe he went and got, you know, he just craved one of these Philly cheesesteaks from around or one of these good spots. And it's like, nope, I travel all over the country. I can get Arby's anywhere. I got some Arby's.
Now, I'm sure I'm wrong for even bringing this up, but on the 5 for 5 subject.
Yeah.
Any problem getting all those done? No question asked.
It's been a long time.
Teddy wouldn't do 5.
No, Teddy's not doing 5.
I don't think I have any problem knocking back all 5.
Yeah,
probably 2 packets of the Arby's sauce on each one, maybe even 3.
That's a slop. That's a sloppy mess.
I love that sauce.
You're not saying
both sides. You got to do
2 or 3 per sandwich?
At least 2.
Oh, wow.
So one.
Yeah, that's a lot of sauce.
We're talking the packets, whatever the portion is in a packet. Because if you go in, you can have the little paper cups and just glunk, 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 get it out there. But I'd do one on top of the roast beef and then one on bottom of the roast beef.
What about the pepper sauce?
And then maybe dip in the sauce, too.
You like the pepper sauce?
No, I'm just doing the Arby's sauce.
I haven't had the pepper sauce. I didn't even know about the pepper
sauce. Just spicy Arby's sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
That. Yes, yes, yes. I've had that.
I would try that, though.
I don't like the horsey sauce, though, because that's mayo.
It's got some mayo base to it. I would sacrifice one sandwich to try it that way.
All right, good.
What was I going to say to you?
Arby's,
are we ready?
Roast beef sandwiches.
I'm just now, I'm like, we're so close to getting Arby's.
Are you getting them tonight?
I'm planning on it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going.
I mean, I'm going to burn it tonight. Let's go.
Have fun.
Oh, you know I will.
Have
I'm
fun,
I'm thrilled
Mike.
About it. We're excited.
I wish I were there with you.
I can't bring him home, though.
Oh, no.
Because I bring it home, then I got to share something. And I don't want to share.
You wouldn't give one to Samantha?
No.
I'm with... Listen.
If I'm getting five, I'm getting five.
I'm with you.
Especially now that I know I'm limited to one visit this week.
Crock.
Well, you know what?
What an embarrassment.
None of our children lived in the 5 for 5 era.
They don't know what they're missing.
No.
That's right.
This is my hot tub time machine. Let me have it. Let me just have my moment where I go back in time and I eat my 5 Arby's like I used to.
Yep.
And then I go, all right, that was regrettable, but it's done.
It's not regrettable.
No, eating 5 sandwiches in one sitting at the end of it, you're like, woof, that's a lot of food, but it's worth it. Especially for the nostalgia.
And then it's right back to 2024. Economy is dead. Prices.
Mm-hmm.
Right back.
Yep.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up tonight, we do want to do a little recap of the Memorial because you got a couple of golf lovers on the program. Yes, that's right. Tyvus is a golf lover. We'll hand out some Buckeye leaves. A lot of stuff going on the trail for Buckeye football as well. Dom to Barry. He'll give us his take on what happened out there. He must have put in 100 hours at Muirfield Village over the last week, and that is at 6:48.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone! Okay, guys, a couple of questions. One, do you know what ghosting is? Like, yes. In a relationship? Ghosting, for those who don't know, is when you get a text. Or you're in your conversation with someone, and then all of a sudden it's like you text them and never reply. You're like, hey, you want to go out next week? They never reply. You call them, they never answer, and it's just, you're gone. It's like they literally vanished, right? That can happen to anyone. It's not great. Apparently, it's happened to Billie Eilish. She admitted in a recent interview that even she has dealt with ghosting. She said that she was speaking to Lily Allen and Makita Oliver on a podcast that's, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, she said, I've been ghosted for sure. She said the incident happened last December, adding it was literally unbelievable. To this day, he's never texted me again. I was like, did you die? Did you literally die? It was someone I had known for years and had a plan the day of, on the phone, making a plan. This is my address. Be there at 3. Never heard from him again, ever. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
She later said she saw on TV that he was, or she saw somewhere, not on TV. She said she saw later that he was dating someone else, and I was like, oh, I didn't know people still did that. I generally didn't know people did that. So imagine, she is one of the, you know, most well-known people in the world from her music. Obviously, we've discussed at length how she is doing well for herself. Gorgeous.
She's into the ladies now.
Was she wearing the baggy pants at the Grammys? Were we talking about that?
She was, but she can
had a baggy look.
She can dress up or down.
Yes, sure.
However,
yes, she can.
She likes. Yes.
She, all I'm saying,
can do whatever she wants.
By the way, it's also mystifying to me that Billie Eilish is the ripe old age.
What is she, 23?
28.
Yes. She was born December 18th, 2001. So she will be 20. She's 22. She will be 23 this December.
Well, she jumped on the scene when she was like 17 years
old.
That's
crazy, right? I know. I'm just saying, it seems like she's been in music for like 10 years. And that's definitely not the case, but she has been doing this for a while, so let her live. And the other one was, who cares? It's all, a guy got stranded surfing, kite surfing in Santa Cruz County on a beach, couldn't get away from it. They found him because he put little rocks in position. It said help, and that worked. So,
all right,
good for that guy. He lived, he's good. He's not Billie Eilish, though, so who cares?
Buckeye Show is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on northbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between 161 and Westerville. It's causing a 5-minute slowdown. And we've got slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Justin Howell. Laborers Local 1216 Mansfield. Justin is an apprentice laborer working with Kokosing. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a fan action update.
This action update is brought to you by Tipico, gambling promo 1-800-GAMBLER. The Cincinnati Bengals have the second best odds in the AFC North at plus 170. Their odds to make the playoffs this season are minus 235 to make and plus 185 to miss. Over-under season win total sits at 10.5 games, and the Bengals are 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. Good for a tie for the fourth best odds in the NFL. For your Tipico action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm pretty well. Starting with basketball, after a handful of days of rumors, Dan Hurley made the decision today to turn down the Lakers and remain as the head coach at UConn. LA offered him a 6-year, $70 million deal to become their next head coach. That would have made him one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. On the court, Drew Holiday's 26-point outing helps lead the Celtics to a 105-98 win over the Mavs last night in Game 2 of the Finals. The series will now shift to Dallas for Game 3 on Wednesday night. Boston is ahead in the series 2-0. In baseball, the Guardians took 2 out of 3 over the Marlins in Miami over the weekend. As for the Reds, they won 3 out of 4 against the Cubs in Chicago over the weekend. Next up, the Guards and Redlegs will meet in Cincinnati tomorrow night for the first of a 2-game set in this year's battle for the Ohio Cup. And in hockey tonight, we have Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Oilers and Panthers in South Florida. Faceoff is at 8. The Panthers lead the series 1-9.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Of yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten. I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I get the my guy on occasion.
You're getting the. That's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.